So my reading of this question means that there is in fact two discrete issues in play. The first relates to being able to maintain your residence visas, and the second then flows into the idea that if you do maintain your residence visas, will the mere fact of having retained your residence visa allow you subsequently to go on to claim that you're ordinarily resident in Hong Kong after 7 years for the purposes of any right of abode application that you might make if you desire to become a permanent resident. So essentially, if your husband's employer is temporarily seconding him, and by extension, of course, you and your children, to China in pursuit of his work there, and that work in China is designed to be of a merely temporary nature, that is, it's a secondment there, and that whilst all of that is happening in China, your husband's employer maintains his employment contract in Hong Kong, that's the basis of his employment, remains anchored to Hong Kong, and that the employer agrees to maintain his Hong Kong employment visa and by extension, of course, your family dependent visas. And you can document the nature of that temporary secondment to China. Then in essence, not only will you be able to maintain your residence visas, but you will, in those circumstances, assuming over the course of the next 3.5 years, there's sufficient evidence in place to show that your intention to remain settled in Hong Kong has not been thwarted by your husband's employer's move to send him to China, and that in due course you do return back to Hong Kong to pick up the vestiges of your ordinary lives here, and that all things considered, it is clear on the circumstances that your time in China has been spent there temporarily at the behest and the direction of your husband's employer. Then all things considered, you will be able to maintain your Hong Kong residence visa and also the potential for claiming ordinary residence once you get to 7 years, assuming, as I say, that in due course you do return back to Hong Kong and pick up from where you left off subsequently. So those are the two dynamics in play here. If it is a clear instance of your husband's employer saying, well, sorry, family, your time has now come to an end in Hong Kong. You will need to be in China full time, and we're essentially cutting all the ties to Hong Kong for and with you. That is, you're now going to be wholly China-based. Then essentially you won't have the ability to maintain your residence visas, and you will be terminating your ordinary residence after 3.5 years here in favour of a new ordinary residence in China, and that would mean that any subsequent return to Hong Kong that you may encounter will require you getting immigration status here all over again and having the 7-year clock start ticking once again from the time that you come back to Hong Kong, if indeed those circumstances are in play. So yeah, it is possible to maintain your residence visas in the conditions that I've just outlined for you, and I hope you found this useful.